Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Scarfinger, podcast feedback time. Today I'm talking about Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. Now, Mr. Moody's Neighborhood is a show that I started listening to recently. It's one of those shows that Rashani hit me to or whatever. And I listened to a few shows. It's kind of a difficult listen. It's very, very brutally honest. Which, you know, that isn't the problem. It's the damn bell. Oh, I feel like trying to create a Pavlovian situation with that. For people who don't know, look that up. Pavlov, his dog, psychology stuff. But anyway, I listened to the last few episodes, and I, just had some feedback on that. Really liked the music show. It was a cool little thing. I kind of like, me, I don't really listen to a whole lot of music on podcasts, so I just kind of fast forward it, kind of skimmed through. It was cool, not really my type of music, but it was a cool thing to do. I mean, of course, Mr. Moody is really all about that, win a new radio type shit. On the Trayvon Martin show, I 100% am with your guest, not with you guys, when it comes to do we do anything to add to the other people's racist attitudes. I totally agree with your guest. Absolutely not. I do get your point, but I don't. I agree with what your guest said. Those people were gonna be racist or whatever, no matter what I did. Trayvon Martin could have been in a suit. He was a person that was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it did not matter. That hoodie or whatever. You didn't dwell on the hoodie thing, but it didn't matter. That young man was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I don't think what he had on or his presentation, even if his presentation was different, he still would have been looked at in that way. The show about what to do before you get married, I totally agree with living together. Man, that first year living together, you learn a lot. It's a completely different situation in a relationship where you at the end of the day, you can't go home. Before, when you're not living together, you can go home. If somebody get on your nerves, you can go home when that is home, and you have to stay there and work that shit out. That makes a huge difference. Knowing yourself, and knowing, what you want from life, or with, your likes and dislikes, your desires and stuff like that. Because knowing that, you have an idea of what you want and what you want your partner to be, and what you want your partner to be for you. So that's a good thing. Also, man, meeting the parents is a big deal. It does give you a window to, it does give you a little bit of a window to what's gonna happen later. In a lot of cases, it does give you a window to what could possibly happen later in life for your partner. Unfortunately, I did not meet my mother-in-law until much, much later, and there were some things I could have learned pretty early. And, the sex show was off the chain. If anybody knows me, of course, if you know me, you're probably listening to this. But I appreciate a frank and honest discussion about sex and being free and being honest with yourself and not fucking sugarcoating shit. I totally fucking dig that shit. But, nigga, you broke your dick? That's some crazy shit. And that wouldn't be anything that I would just be readily available to discuss. But all in all, I dig the show. I really like the sex show because no bell. Yes, no bell. And that worked out for your boy. So, Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. I'll be listening for a while. I'll let your boy.